Dear people, one of the most precious and profound works that God has accomplished in me is a greater revelation that I am truly a loved son that he is well pleased with. One evening, Becky and I were preparing for dinner and my attention was suddenly and unusually drawn to my granddaughter, Emma Lou, who was just a year old at this time. It was as if everything around me began to move in slow motion and was a blur to me except for what I saw going on with Emma. I realized this little child knew she belonged in our house, and if we were going to eat, then she had a place at our table with us. Emma Lou knew my house was her house, and all that I had, she had access to. At that moment, it was as if heaven rushed into my soul, and I knew in my heart that I really belonged. I knew I was a beloved son. I found my place at the Father's table, Luke 13:29, and I knew I had access to him and his word, Ephesians 2:18-19. There is nothing more significant and real as experiencing the love of God in your life. There is a silent cry in every human's heart. It is found in Philip's word to Jesus in John 14:8. Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Once we begin to see the Father, many of our deepest heart issues get fixed. That is why Philip said, if we see him, then that will be enough. Almost everywhere I go now, I hear silent cries of, show me the Father. Even in the church, I hear this cry, and many times as I look into people's eyes, I see saved orphans looking back at me. In John 14:18, Jesus promised, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. We have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of adoption, Romans 18:15-17. And he is on a mission to show the church and the world the Father and bring us all into the home of his heart. He is calling out to us to join him in that mission. Recently, the Lord gave me some further insight that I believe is a key to answering the cries of the orphan's heart. Mark's account of Jesus' baptisms says in Mark 1:11, you are my beloved son, whereas Matthew's account in Matthew 3:17 says, this is my beloved son. In Mark's gospel, the Father was addressing the son directly, and in Matthew's gospel, the Father was addressing those witnessing the baptism. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Father spoke again concerning his son. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Matthew 17:5. He said the same thing that he said at Jesus' baptism, but this time he added something. Listen to him. I believe when you and I personally hear the Father say, you are my beloved son or daughter, and I am well pleased with you, then the Father can later say about us, this is my beloved son or daughter. Listen to him or her. I believe great authority and power can be entrusted to those who have their basic identity as sons or daughters settled with the Father and within themselves. I believe this is a key that will unlock John 14:12 to the church. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. When God speaks to creation and created things and says, listen to my son or daughter, you can be sure something is going to happen when that person speaks, just as it did when Jesus spoke. We are already beginning to see this take place. We are seeing remarkable healings in the body and soul of those who are suffering. I know it is because the love of the Father is being poured out so richly on us that the power of the Lord is present for healing in our midst. Luke 5:18. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Matthew 10:8. Many blessings. Byron Wicker. Thank you.